AI Edit Run Database Schema. Plans, Items, Tool Events, and Artifacts. A technical guide to designing an AI Edit Run Database Schema for plans, plan items, tool events, generated artifacts, verification, ownership, and recovery. Why this schema matters. An AI video editor can look magical from the outside. A creator types a request, asks by voice, or describes a vibe. Tighten the intro, cut around the awkward silence, add a transition before the beat drops, generate a music bed, render a preview. The product should feel that direct. VibeChopper's promise is that natural language can become real timeline work without asking the creator to think like a database. Why the schema matters. The backend has the opposite responsibility. It has to be explicit. A prompt is not a durable unit of work. A model response is not a timeline mutation. A generated file is not trustworthy just because a chat message mentioned it. If AI can alter project state, the system needs a schema that records the path from request to plan, from plan to bounded tool execution, from tool execution to editor events, and from generated work to artifacts and verification. Why the schema matters. That is the role of the AI Edit Run Database Schema. It is not just a logging table. It is the contract that lets a product answer practical questions after the edit lands. What did the user ask for? Which project and timeline did the run target? Which plan did the model produce? Which plan items were accepted, skipped, retried, or rejected? Which tools actually executed? Which clips, transcript spans, effects, generated assets, object storage paths, and render outputs were touched? Which phase failed if the run did not complete? Why the schema matters? Those questions matter for product trust, support, AI quality, and search intent around AI workflow audit trails. A serious AI video editor backend needs more than a prompt table. It needs normalized records for reasoning, execution, evidence, and media provenance. The schema described here is the shape behind that idea. Plans, items, tool events, and artifacts, all anchored to a run. The core entities. A useful AI edit run schema starts with one parent object, the run. The run represents a single user-initiated AI editing workflow against a project. It should hold stable operational fields, such as run ID, project ID, user ID, initiating message ID where applicable, status, phase, requested intent, provider metadata, started and completed timestamps, cancellation fields, and an error category when work fails. The core entities. The next entity is the plan. A plan is the model's structured interpretation of the request. It is reasoning, not execution. A plan might summarize the intended creative change, identify relevant clips, cite transcript ranges, note missing prerequisites, and propose a set of actions. Keeping the plan separate from the run matters because a run may need a revised plan, a second pass review, or a user confirmation step before execution. The core entities. Plan items turn the plan into units of work. Each item should be specific enough to validate and track independently. Trim this clip range, split this clip at this timestamp, insert this transition, generate this overlay, create this music artifact, run this render verification. Plan items need ordering, dependency information, item status, target references, proposed arguments, validation results, and a link back to the parent plan. The core entities. Tool events are the execution ledger. They record what the product's native tools attempted and what happened. A tool event should never be only a prose note.
It should include the run, plan item if one exists, tool name, validated input, target object references, before and after state where practical, item potency key, timing, result status, and error details. This is the layer that proves a proposed action became editor behavior. The core entities. Artifacts are the durable outputs. Generated music, overlays, extracted media, render previews, transcripts, and verification reports should have records with ownership, project linkage, object storage identity, source run, source tool event, model metadata when relevant, content type, checksum or size where available, and lifecycle status. Artifact records keep generated media from becoming orphaned files attached only to a chat bubble. Model run status as product state. Status design is one of the easiest places to underbuild. A single Boolean like completed will not survive real AI video editing. Long-running media workflows need phase-aware status because different failures require different recovery behavior. A run that failed during planning is not the same as a run that failed after three timeline tools succeeded and a render verification failed. Model run status as product state. A practical status model usually includes queued, planning, awaiting confirmation, executing, verifying, completed, failed, and canceled. Some products may add retrying, partially completed, or needs media processing. The exact names matter less than the contract. Status should tell both the UI and the backend what kind of work has happened and what can safely happen next. Model run status as product state. Phase aware status improves the user experience. If the run is planning, the editor can show that the AI is interpreting the request. If the run is awaiting confirmation, the user can review plan items before mutation. If the run is executing, the UI can display completed tool events as they land. If the run is verifying, the product can explain that the timeline edit exists and the export is being checked. If the run fails, the phase tells the user whether the timeline was preserved, partially changed, or waiting for a retry. Model run status as product state. It also improves developer operations. Duplicate requests can use idempotency T's and run status to avoid applying the same trim twice. Session expiry can halt a run before private state changes. Provider outage can fail the planning phase without touching the editor. Object storage failure can attach to the artifact phase instead of being misreported as a model problem. A good schema makes boring recovery possible. Plans are not tool calls. The plan table is where an AI editor preserves reasoning without pretending that reasoning has already mutated the timeline. This distinction is more than tidy modeling. It is the boundary that lets the product review, score, repair, or reject model output before it becomes project state. Plans are not tool calls. A plan record should include the structured summary of the intended edit, the context snapshot version used to produce it, model and provider metadata, confidence or rubric scores where the product supports review, and a normalized list of plan items. If the editor supports attached briefs, creative direction, selected assets, or prior draft evaluation, the plan should reference those inputs explicitly. Otherwise, later systems cannot explain why a plan favored one cut over another. Plans are not tool calls. Plan items should be small enough to validate on their own. For example, make the intro tighter is too broad for an item. 200 frames is concrete. Generate a 20-second electronic music bed for the montage is concrete enough to route to a generation tool.
Render a low-resolution preview after timeline changes is concrete enough to schedule as a downstream item. This granularity lets the editor show progress item by item and retry the right piece when a single step fails. Plans are not tool calls. Plan items also give the UI a natural review surface. A creator can see the intended edits before execution, remove silence, preserve a reaction shot, add a fade, create music, render preview. The backend can track the same list with statuses such as proposed, validated, running, completed, skipped, rejected, and failed. That shared structure turns AI planning into product state instead of hidden prompt text. Tool events are the execution ledger. Tool events are where an AI edit run becomes auditable. The model can propose work, but native editor tools perform bounded actions. Each meaningful action should create an event that records what was attempted, what inputs were validated, which objects were touched, and what result landed. Tool events are the execution ledger. This ledger needs more structure than a generic JSON log. A trim event should identify the clip, old range, new range, track, project, user, and plan item. A transition event should identify both sides of the cut, transition type, duration, and validation result. A generated music insertion should identify the artifact, the audio track, the intended range, and whether placement succeeded. A render event should identify the render job, output artifact, verification status, and storage path. Tool events are the execution ledger. Before and after state is especially valuable when the blast radius is small enough to store safely. It supports user-facing explanations, support diagnostics, undo flows, and automated remediation. The event does not have to duplicate the whole project. It should capture the state needed to understand the action. For timeline editing, that usually means target IDs, timing values, operation arguments, and result references. Tool events are the execution ledger. Tool events also need item potency. AI editing runs are full of retry pressure, provider retries, user double clicks, network reconnects, worker callbacks, and render completion notifications. Without an item potency key or equivalent dedupe strategy, a repeated request can become a repeated timeline mutation. A database schema that treats tool execution as a ledger can reject duplicates while preserving a record that the duplicate arrived. Artifacts need provenance. Artifacts are where AI editing becomes media infrastructure. A generated music bed, overlay, render preview, transcript, caption file, thumbnail, or verification report cannot live as an anonymous blob. The product needs to know who owns it, which project created it, which run requested it, which tool event produced it, where it is stored, and how it can be reused or deleted.
artifacts need provenance. A strong artifact table includes artifact type, project ID, user ID, source run ID, source tool event ID, storage bucket or object key, mine type, size, duration where relevant, checksum where available, generation prompt or prompt reference, provider and model metadata, lifecycle status, invisibility rules. For render artifacts, it should also link to render verification. For generated music or overlays, it should link to timeline placement events. Artifacts need provenance. This is the database side of generated asset provenance. It lets the editor answer simple product questions. Which AI run created this music? Is this render verified? Which timeline used this overlay? Can this asset appear in the media panel? If a user deletes a project, which generated objects belong to it? If support investigates a broken output, which model and tool produced the file?
Artifacts need provenance. Artifact provenance also helps future AI work. The next planning pass can see that a project already has a generated music bed, a verified render preview, and a transcript. It can avoid regenerating assets unnecessarily. It can use existing media as context. It can produce better plans because the schema preserves the creative memory of the project. Constraints belong at the boundary. The schema is only useful if the application enforces it at the right boundaries. Model output should be validated before it becomes a plan. Plan items should be validated before they become tool calls. Tool calls should be authorized against the current project before they mutate anything. Artifacts should be verified before they appear as completed product outputs. Constraints belong at the boundary. For a TypeScript and Drizzle style stack, that usually means pairing database tables with ZOD or equivalent boundary schemas. The model may return structured JSON, but the server still needs to prove that fields are present, enum values are allowed, timestamps and durations are parsable, IDs refer to accessible records, and requested tools are supported. The AI provider is not the source of truth for project permissions. Constraints belong at the boundary. Transaction boundaries matter as well. Creating a run and initial plan can be one durable step. Applying a sequence of timeline mutations may need smaller transactions per tool event, so partial progress is explicit. Creating an artifact record and writing object storage may need a pending status until the storage write and verification complete. The right answer depends on the tool, but the schema should make partial saves visible instead of pretending every workflow is atomic. Constraints belong at the boundary. The most important constraint is ownership. Every run, plan, item, event, and artifact should be reachable through project and user scope. AI features should not create a parallel permission system. They should reuse the same ownership model as the editor, storage, media library, render pipeline, and collaboration surfaces. Query patterns shape the schema. The schema should be designed around the screens and jobs that will query it. The editor needs a recent run list for the current project. A run inspector needs the prompt, status, plan, item statuses, tool event timeline, artifacts, and verification result. A media panel needs artifacts by project and type. A remediation workflow needs failed runs by error category. Analytics needs aggregate phase durations, provider failures, and tool failure rates. Query patterns shape the schema. Those query patterns suggest practical indexes, project and created time on runs, run ID on plans and plan items, plan item ID on tool events, artifact type and project ID on artifacts, status and updated time for workers, provider and error category for operations reporting, and item potency key uniqueness where duplicate execution would be harmful. Query patterns shape the schema. JSON columns can be useful for provider payloads, validation details, and tool-specific arguments, but they should not swallow core relationships. If the product needs to join by project, user, run, plan item, tool event, artifact, or render job, those should be first WAS columns. The more the system relies on varied JSON for identity, the harder it becomes to build reliable inspection, cleanup, and recovery. Query patterns shape the schema. A good AI edit run database schema is therefore not maximal. It is deliberately relational around the entities the product needs to trust, and flexible only around provider-specific or tool-specific detail. That balance lets the schema evolve as tools change without losing the audit trail. The product result.
The user does not open VibeChopper to admire a schema. They open it to edit. They want to describe the change, watch the timeline respond, inspect the result when needed, and render something usable. The database schema succeeds when it disappears behind that flow while still giving the product a durable explanation for every important step. The product result. Plans preserve intent. Plan items break intent into reviewable work. Tool events prove which native editor actions executed. Artifacts preserve the media created along the way. Verification links outputs back to the project. Together, those records turn natural language video editing from a chat trick into software with memory, ownership, recovery, and provenance. The product result. That is the practical standard for AI video editor architecture. Let the model reason about the vibe, but make the database remember the work. The result is faster editing for creators, and a system that can still answer the engineering question that matters after every AI action. What exactly happened?